This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, hour number two of tonight's broadcast is kicking off. The telephone number in studio, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Beagles Mountaineer,
and Ian.
On March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We refer to these people as the Crypto Six. They were all tossed into cages, otherwise kidnapped. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions. Ian Freeman was held hostage for 69 days, and he just got out recently. He's here tonight with us in the studio. But the person named Nobody remains behind bars. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of links there. There's some information available there. There's a video there of what happened on the day of March 16th. And you can view that, but there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Send Nobody mail.
Yeah, if you want to write to Nobody, I believe the address is posted on thecrypto6.com. Cool. If it is not, you can join the Telegram chat, and I believe it's pinned there, or just ask in the chat, and it'll be readily available for you.
You mean you forgot your old address already?
No, I could remember it. I'm just not going to give it out on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, a guy moves and, you know, you do something.
You don't want to give addresses out on the air. I mean, how many people are in their car can actually, you know, write down a thing? That's not a good plan.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, we'll talk more about the show prep and the article on Fox Broadcasting and their NFTs and what else they're doing. But we have calls to take, and so that's what we do here at Free Talk Live. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can.
Number one, Ian, I just want to say welcome back.
Hey, thanks,
number
Dave.
Two, you guys, I am currently on Snapchat, and all I ever see on Snapchat are these prostitutes begging for money, and I'm sick of it.
What's your username?
HVGuy313. I also have my own blog site.
Oh, really? What's that?
Soundgasm.net/u, the letter U, / and then audio worth saving.
Oh, what a easy-to-remember website.
So, okay.
Soundgasm.net/u/audio worth saving.
Let's get back to what you're complaining about, because you're always complaining about something. What is it again? Women are too slutty for you? What's happening?
These prostitutes on Snapchat always saying, buy my nudes, buy my nudes, buy my premium, buy my premium. I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of it. I wish all these prostitutes would stop coming on Snapchat.
Did you know that there is an off button and you could just not go there? There's an off button on your device.
Use what?
I have my local friends on there, but there's also whenever I see these girls on there, I always say, age where from, please, age where from, please, because I want to know how old they are and where they're from, because Snapchat does not tell you how old these people are.
So you're actually talking to them. Wait a minute. Okay, so I've used Snapchat just for a brief here and there. I kind of know what it is. The idea is All of the messages are timed out, meaning that, you know, they're like self-destruct, which I think is
terrible. They're not timed out. You can actually save messages.
Okay, I had no idea. I guess this shows I don't know that much about it.
Well,
but
I've got a solution for you if you'd like, other than obviously don't go to Snapchat because they can say what they want. But I do have it's a long-term solution if you'd like to hear it.
So I would, yes.
All right. So if we move to cryptocurrency, there will be so much wealth generated by this transition that they will not need to ask you for money for their nudes.
I don't know anything about crypto. I don't know anything about it, nor do I care.
All right, so let's look at this issue here, Dave. So you're on a social media platform. It's called Snapchat. As I understand it, you have to search for people to follow there, right? Like you have to say, you know, if you know your friend's name, like you just gave yours out. I think it was HVGuy313. So if somebody out there listening to you has always wanted to follow Dave in New York and his posts on Snapchat, they can now search for you. But they can – is it – if somebody sends you a request – is it where can somebody follow you without your approval, or do you have to give them approval to be your friend?
I think you have to give them approval or something or whatever. But like,
hold on. I got another question. So does that mean that these women that you call prostitutes on Snapchat, does that mean you have sent them a friend request and they have approved your friend request, and then they start sending you messages you don't want?
Yeah, something like that or whatever, but like, you know,
so you're upset because
I always ask them, age, where from, please? Age, where from, please?
And what do they say?
Because Snapchat doesn't give out people's ages, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I'm curious, Dave, if you go to, like, you know, a gathering or a concert or a bar or wherever you go to, like, you know, interact with other people and you meet an attractive girl, for example, is the first thing out of your mouth, age and where from, please?
I hate women.
Oh, okay. Well, then when you meet an attractive dude and
I'm
is
not
the first
into
thing.
Dude. I don't like
LRN.FM.
I don't think we can air that.
Yeah.
He is really upset. I guess, you know, it's sad. I know.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Years ago, he did have a girlfriend. I mean, he's been calling the show for almost a decade.
That was formerly Dave of Poughkeepsie, right?
I believe he's still in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it sounds to me like Dave, who's always been upset every time he calls in, there's always something that's upsetting him. He's always angry. And, you know, it sounds like he has once again put himself in a position to be upset. He has sent messages to what appear to be attractive women on a social networking site, and it turns out they just want to make money off of him. Now, whether they're actually attractive.
Shocker.
Yeah. Whether they're actually the women themselves, or a man who has access to a series of photographs and is, you know, just putting this profile online for the purpose of hitting people up for money, which could very well be the case. There's no guarantee it's actually the person you think it is. All he has to do to stop having this experience, you know, as you pointed out, Lee, he could just stop the program, you know, uninstall it completely. But should he want to continue using Snapchat, he could simply unfriend the people who are sending him unwanted messages and stop sending requests to attractive women.
I keep talking to this person, and they keep telling me something I don't want to hear.
Also,
I can't imagine how to solve this problem.
Yeah, and if you actually hate women, as he claims to do, which is, you know, tragic, if that's the case, why is he sending women messages? I mean, if you hate a person, then try to keep them out of your life. Don't give that person a reason to be in your life. So you're creating all of your own problems here, Dave.
Well, it sounds like he wants a bunch of things for free and brings nothing to the table.
That sounds about right. The old joke about Dave was that he's on welfare, and he hates it when people say that about him. But he may still be. Who knows?
I was thinking that when I first heard Snapchat, I was like, is that, like, people, like,
no,
snapping, you know, like Morse code to each other? Like, how do you snap and chat? That seems, like, way more difficult than just chat.
Yeah, it's a photo sharing.
I mean, a click chat, sure. There's a whole language called...
Also, Dave, hate hurts the hater, so, you know, stop the hate.
I also keep saying repeatedly that if it wasn't for the internet and also the existence of government, if people were able to freely transact voluntarily and whatever they want, that Instagram would be a cocaine vending machine.
Nice.
No humor in this room. All right. Well, I'm reluctant to bring the next caller on because I hear this sound in my headphones that lets me know that I should say something like, if you want to get your voice on the radio, dial 603-283-6160.
And don't say the C word or we have to hit the dump button, and that makes us sad.
It does. Thanks for making me dump somebody, Dave. I had a pretty good streak going on. I'm not dumping anybody. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the Sunday edition. We don't have any monster trucks, though. No, sir.
Yet.
Not yet, anyway. Although, that could be fun. A Free Talk Live monster truck?
Right.
Sweet. Yeah. If you would like to join us, there's a couple calls holding, so if you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. But the number, 603-283-6160, if you want to participate in tonight's conversations. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Ian.
Let's just go right away to the phones. We've got Stephen calling from Washington. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just want to say welcome home, Ian. I think that the bail system is nothing more than government's ransom for holding you hostage on some bullcrap charges, so welcome home.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
What's on your mind?
And say again. Sorry.
What's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
So a bunch of my vet buddies of mine, we got a crypto group, and one of the guys commented the other day, that birds aren't real, they're just government drones. I wanted to get your take on that.
Birds aren't real?
They're just government drones.
I thought it was hilarious, too, but I wanted to throw that out there to you guys.
Well, hold on.
Where does he think chicken comes from?
Hold on, because I have something related to that. I purchased a house about a year ago, and there were no birds. There's a nest on either side of my front porch, underneath the porch itself, mm-hmm. but, you know, in the open sort of rafter-looking area. There's a nest on either side. One's got some sort of a chickadee, I don't know what kind of bird it is. The other one's got a robin's nest. And so now I have, according to your friend, Stephen, probably upwards of 10 government drones on my front porch.
That's hilarious. And we're all a bunch of crazy vets that, you know exactly what the government does. So, hey, there's no telling, man. Y'all have a great Sunday. Happy Memorial Day.
Thanks for the call, man. Stephen.
No, man, he's got it totally backwards. It's actually the birds that run the government. You think that's chirping? No, man, it's Morse code.
I'm just trying to figure out how to charge these birds rent. They're living rent-free, like you freeloaders.
I don't know. I've never had a bird purposefully come into my house, but I did have a drone in here on March 16th.
Yep. I guess you had an actual government drone in your house, whereas
it's very loud.
Mine are, you know, at least disguised as some sort of wildlife. And they're not in my house. They're just on the under the roof of the front porch outside of the house, so they're not inside.
It was quite loud, quite obnoxious, and pretty awful.
Yeah. All right, so let's go.
They brought the drone in, by the way, because they don't want to come in themselves. They're worried that they're going to get shot. That's the idea. That's why they had all the guns and the whole thing. Instead of coming here, you know, 10 in the morning or, you know, 1 in the afternoon and just knocking like normal people would do, they, you know, destroyed the windows
at 6 a.m.
Sent in a drone at 6 a.m. in 10-degree weather.
Bastards.
The raid that could have been a phone call.
Sure. Yeah. Or like an official letter. Anyway, we have Major Payne with us. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You guys are making me chuckle. Well, I was going to have some fun with one of your callers from a previous quarter here. Old Robert Rabbit there from Germany.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had to have papers for his magic money there. Yeah. So I remember years ago seeing an Elmer Fudd episode of Bugs Bunny where he was a German. And, of course, he was always hunting the Waskowitz Wabbit. So, was Elmer Waskowitz
Wabbit.
My goodness. I mean, what kind of a world are we living in here? Dr. Seuss is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Can't kill the Waskowitz Wabbit.
Massive
rights, you know, like garlic and butter. But
yeah, didn't they edit
sure
the old
the
cartoons to remove Elmer Fudd's gun or something like that?
Yep. Elmer Fudd's getting leaked out for his guns.
How revisionist is that?
It's crazy.
They probably did. Yeah, I read a little ditty in the paper today. It tickled my Elmo. So there's a park ranger, and he says to the tourist, careful, somebody spotted a coyote out here a while back. So 20 minutes later, what's the tourist do? Drive into a rock painted like a tunnel.
<It's> cute.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major. We appreciate it. Major Payne, everybody.
I got to say, that's totally backwards, because Elmer Fudd is an idiot and kind of a bad guy. I mean, yeah. not like evil, but like a well-meaning
Kill the rabbit.
He's stupid and the antagonist. You would think they would want to hold on to that to paint everyone who has a gun
as
or likes
that,
gun
yeah, like him.
As an Elmer Fudd.
I just came up with a portmanteau, Stantagonist.
A Stantagonist?
Stupid and antagonist. Stantagonist. It could also be like the name, kind of like my favorite character that doesn't exist, but yet you all know him by name, Previous Leon. That's right. Previous Leon.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I want to make like an actual character out of him, you know? Like,
you could do that.
So I could sell merch. And
NFT. Previous Leon.
Previous Leon. Every show.
NFT. For those of you who don't know, I'm a big fan of portmanteau. What's a portmanteau? It's when you take two words and combine them into one. So, technicalties, for example, one of my
That's
best
favorite.
Ones. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Technical difficulties. It's all one word now. Technicalties.
Right.
So, at any rate.
Previously on NFT.
Previously on Bitcoin.com. We were talking about this article from Bitcoin.com. Broadcast company Fox to launch NFTs and a blockchain curated animated series. And so we talked about what an NFT is, how it impacts
non-fungible token,
how it impacts, you know, the world that we know. In my case,
it allows people to buy a thing like a collectible, like a digital collectible, basically.
Correct.
That's what it is.
And so this guy, let's see, who is he?
Dan Harmon,
the CEO of Fox, Charlie Collier. Oh. Collier also spoke about the project with Daniel Harmon, the American writer, producer, actor, and comedian who co-created the show Rick and Morty with Justin Roiland. The Fox CEO noted that Harmon is working on another television series called Crapopolis, with a K, which is centered on a flawed family of humans, gods, and monsters that tries to run one of the world's first cities without killing each other. The new show will be crafted with blockchain technology, and will be the first television series to do so, Collier insists.
Okay. How?
Well,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
And I had to go to another article to find this out, which, you know, not the best writing.
The article continues.
But, well, okay. No, I've read this one. They don't actually explain. They kind of expect us to know what the NFT curating thing is. And it's,
right, so
it's basically they're putting out merch right. with NFTs.
But the blockchain part is what I want to know about. What he just said.
Right. How do they make the series? It says, Dan's series, currently entitled Crapopolis, will be the first ever curated entirely on the blockchain.
Hell does that mean?
Collier said during his interview, and just as we're doing this for our own animation, we will also help your brands connect directly with fans and enthusiasts through NFTs.
So apparently they're putting like all of the characters and a bunch of GIFs and all of that on blockchain as NFTs.
That's
so
it.
Like,
okay.
You know, the
we're selling you crap. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's our giant merch table.
Here's some digital stuff.
Well, if you watch, okay, so let's say you watch Rick and Morty, right? And you would like to own Aberdolf Linkler. Well, here is the NFT of Aberdolf Linkler, and you can buy that, and now you own Aberdolf Linkler.
And, you know, that's, again, I think there's this controversy over NFTs. It's like, it just seems, in a lot of ways, so insignificant, because it's just a digital copy with a digital stamp on it. I mean, but yet people value them.
I love our certificates of authenticity.
Yeah, you can't take it from them.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke at a Memorial Day ceremony in Newcastle, Delaware on Sunday.
Determined to
honor the fallen, to pay tribute to the women and men who braved every danger, who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country. Because as a nation, we must always remember, always remember. We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties. We must remember the debt we owe those who have paid it, the families left behind.
The president will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier on Monday. Five NYPD officers were struck by a car Sunday morning with the driver now in custody on suspicion of drunk driving. The incident happened in Staten Island while officers were setting up road barriers. Four of the officers were hospitalized after being struck. They are all expected to recover. The driver was arrested at the scene, charged with DWI, assault, and driving without a valid license. This is USA Radio News. There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that determining whether the virus escaped from a lab is important. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it could change the way that virus research is conducted.
I think if we assess that there is a probability or a possibility that this came out of a lab, it's going to affect how we respond to this. We're going to need to focus on trying to get better controls in this sort of high-risk research going forward and get better controls over these BSL-4, these high-security labs that conduct this research. Incidentally, China was not conducting this research in a BSL-4 lab. They were doing it in a lower-security BSL-2 lab.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number here at the Free Talk Live studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join our conversations tonight. In the studio, I'm the host, Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we were talking during the break, of course, about all things NFT and more ways
NFT that it meaning might be. Non-fungible token. It is a blockchain-based way of sort of authenticating the authenticity of a collectible, sort of this digital collectible item. And it kind of made me want to comment a little further on the idea of people and their obsession with collecting things.
Yes.
Which is a very popular thing, right? Oh, collect them all, mm-hmm. right? You got to collect them. We've seen this forever, right? Yep. Whether it be...
Collect all five of
their many tokens, but this one is mine.
Whether it be, you know, something as simple as the Happy Meal toys yep. or, you know, baseball cards or your favorite little statues. Everybody's got their thing that they're into. And I'm not saying don't do this, right? People, if it makes you happy, please collect all the things you want.
Well, it used to apply to, you know, vinyl records and CDs sure. and cassette tapes and 8-tracks, but not anymore. I mean, it kind of does.
It still does. There's still people out there
who collect them, but not so much now that music is largely digital.
Well, and that's the direction things are going, was why NFTs are an interesting phenomenon, because it takes the idea of a collectible, which used to be this thing that you would put on a shelf and you know dust it and you look at it, and you know, if you had a nice collection, you might have your friend or somebody come over and you'd say, look at my collection, and your friend would say, wow. And now you've got this digital thing that you can say, look, I've got the number one release of this new album, or it's a digital version. And now it's like, okay. It seems even less meaningful to me.
Particular case, I mean, you could be watching Crapopolis with your friend
yeah.
and point at a character and be like, I own him.
Yeah, okay.
Like, oh, look, Squanchy the cat. Yep, I own him.
But you don't.
He's mine.
but you don't own him.
Okay, so here's an example of human madness. So, stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are stocks that give you dividends, and there are stocks that let you vote on what the company does, and then there are stocks that do neither of those things. And I have no earthly idea why people own those, but they really care about
them. Do you have an example of one of those? Because I can think of one or the other, but not one that doesn't have either of those characteristics.
I'm pretty sure there are stocks that do neither of those.
Well, here's what...
Right, I'm just asking if you know of one.
I don't know one offhand.
Okay, well, but here's what collections do. They collect dust, for the most part, and then you die. And then your relatives have to deal with it. They've got a whole room of crap that you've collected for your whole life, and you know what they're going to do with it probably? Sell it at, you know, for pennies on the dollar at an estate sale or something like that.
But the person buying those collectibles will love them when they buy them.
Like, dude, I got a copy of Batman number one from this garage sale, man.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you can just do that in the digital world.
That's great. But, you know... And I don't know the statement. There's some sort of statement about, you know, when you have too many things, they own you, basically. So I like the value of getting rid of things. I like the sort of the Quaker model of simplicity and simplifying your life and having less stuff.
And I think that's sort of the opposite of what they're aiming for here. Like with collectibles of any kind, part of what you're doing is anchoring yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is it's something that can give people a sense of continuity. And
sure.
I mean, like...
This is who I am.
Right. And, like, you gain a sense of continuity, among other things, from being part of this. And what Free Talk Live can, you know, can mean to the world and what it's done and what it could be in the future. That gives you a sense of continuity. It's not the only thing, I'm sure, but that's one of the ways that you get this sense of being a part of the flow of time.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that what they do for that is, here is this collection. It started with one of them, and now look at it.
Yeah, it reminds me of a friend I had growing up, good friend of mine. His mom worked at Burger King, and she would get every Happy Meal, or whatever they called it at Burger King. You know, it's, I guess that's a McDonald's term, but, you know, kids' meal.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take the toys out and put them in a room. And eventually that room was literally a pile of these toys. You could not walk. You could walk from, like, one door to the other room, kind of like a hoarder situation, where literally the entire room, she'd worked for many, many years at Burger King and had literally collected them all, and probably more than one of them. But it wasn't even in a way that you could... you know, appreciate them. It was all there. And it's just, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of collections, as you might be able to tell.
Yeah.
So NFTs take collections, and it takes them in a completely different direction. Now you have this digital thing. You can't even meaningfully display it in any sort of way, shape, or form.
Well,
but it still means something to the person who owns it.
That's not necessarily true.
Really?
My understanding of NFTs is, like, for example, Kevin Smith... is making a movie that will exist only as an NFT, and then he will sell it.
So only one person will get to receive this movie? Is that the
one person will be the owner of the NFT. Now, that person can choose to just keep the movie to themselves, and only they get to watch the movie, and they never share it with anybody else. Or they could choose to have a bunch of friends over and watch the movie. Or they could choose to broadcast it only at, like, a local drive-in theater. Or they could license the movie themselves to other outlets to broadcast it in, like, other movie theaters if you wanted to.
Does the person pay in advance for this movie, not having seen it? Is it sight unseen that you're buying?
It would have to be in this instance.
Well, yeah, I mean, you couldn't have a bunch of people that have already watched the movie. That would destroy
the value. No, but you could have a trailer, right? Like, you could say, this is the movie I'm going to make. Yeah. Like, or am I just buying Kevin Smith's next movie, not knowing in advance what it will be?
I would hope that there would be a trailer, but I don't know the answer to your question.
My guess is you wouldn't need to. I mean, like, he has enough of a cult following.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to know what the movie is about. It's a Kevin Smith movie.
Mm-hmm. Although he's made some duds, too. Jersey Girl, anyone? No, nobody knows that one.
You know why?
I saw that.
It sucks. I don't remember.
Nobody saw Jersey Girl because it sucked.
That was the best movie ever!
Well, you can't win them all.
I'm a fan of Clerks 2, Dogma. That's one of my faves. George Carlin is Cardinal Glick. Just killed it, man.
But a lot of these NFTs, you know, it's just, here's this sound file. You have the number one, digital autograph version of this sound file. It doesn't sound any different than any of the other sound files. It's the same exact file.
Well, one thing that it makes possible, though, so, like, a lot of people...
Or maybe it does.
They one way or the other, they will get the music of their favorite band, and then they will buy the album from their favorite band to support the band.
Sure.
So this gives you a chance to do that, to have a thing that you can point to that claims and shows that you did that, and you don't have to waste plastic on a CD.
Yeah, I'm of sort of two minds on this. Like, on one hand, it's like, hey, if you can sell the same exact track that you just sold to a million other people, to one guy for 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times the amount, just because you've said, this one's special. Great, good for you. I mean, hey, cash in. And if this is a way for artists to make more money without, you know, by cutting out the record companies and things like that, fantastic. But I'm not excited at all. As you know, I have no reason to buy an NFT. I'm not interested whatsoever in an NFT. I mean, I'm not interested in physical collections of things, and I'm less interested in a digital collectible. It seems completely worthless.
I'm more of the mindset that the NFT wouldn't necessarily be a single track, that it could be an album. And you know, oftentimes special editions of the album have bonus tracks and additional things included with them, and this would be an additional thing, right?
Usually, or you could include it that way. Things. But a lot of times, the additional thing is just the fact that it's an NFT.
I believe there's room for creativity, but I want to see it practically in its application before I decide on, like, you know, how it's going to be. 603-283-6.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the radio program where you can call, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever you want. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat and also the unofficial ForkFest forum. Again, links to those can be found at forkfest.party. I'm going to be there. Come party with the captain. I hope to see you.
I'll be there.
Are we going to... Should I bring my Irish friend?
Let's see how it goes.
Okay, all right. We hung out with an Irishman, and, well, we don't remember most of it.
That happens at ForkFest.
It does. It was a good time.
It was a very good time.
It was such a good time. I hope to repeat said good times.
Very good.
So, we're going to shift gears here a little bit, because we've been talking about... this article from Bitcoin.com about many things, them getting into the NFT world and that kind of a thing. But there's some other stuff that I would like to talk about. This is from Reason.com, how individualism promotes generosity.
Ooh, okay.
A new study shows that far from increasing selfishness, individualistic societies feature higher levels of altruism. Many people take for granted the idea that individualism leads to selfishness. I've heard this. I'm not reading the article right now. I've heard this from many people because I used to. I don't like the word anarchist because it's got that negative connotation associated with it. It's not that I don't like it. I actually like the word just fine if people use it for its actual definition. But because people associate it with like chucking Molotov cocktails and that kind of thing, it's like, okay, then I don't like using libertarian because I'm not a party member. I don't like the party aspect of capital L libertarianism. And so I decided to call myself an individualist because I'm like, at least that's just me saying, hey, I'm going to be me and, you know,
you could be you.
Well, you could be you. And
you could be an individualist authoritarian, though. So an individualist authoritarian regime would be one that specifically requires that there be no groups whatsoever. So, like, if you had a very Hitler, Stalin kind of a government, but what they required is there will be no groupings. You may not meet. You may not have these things that you are any kind of member of. You may have no kind of human grouping. You are required by the state to be individuals.
I would never dream of forcing people to do things that I prefer.
Well, and that is one of the issues with the term, because like voluntarist is a popular one.
I like that one as well.
And it's a better description, but people hear that and think, oh, so you like to volunteer a lot.
Yeah, what are we volunteering for? Right, yeah, they confuse it with voluntary interaction, consensual. A consensualist,
I guess, like that one.
Might be a good
consensualist
term.
I like that.
How about autoarchist? Mark proffered that previously.
My personal favorite, I'm an abolitionist.
You believe everybody should have an auto?
No, it means self-rule.
So abolitionism was the movement that ended slavery.
And yes, basically, I used abolitionist as well.
I want to keep doing that.
Because, because, you know, we may not have slavery in the classic sense, the overt sense, but we certainly have slavery light.
Right. Like, we don't have open-air chattel slavery. That's definitely true. And it is a massive improvement, obviously. So what I want to do is extend that a little further. Because right now, at the very least, they are claiming about 30% of you. You know, just in terms of income.
Well, there's studies that say it's more than that if you put all the taxes together. Right. If you're just talking about income tax, that figure is accurate. But then, you know, you got property tax and sales tax, and you got to buy licensing, and then there's inflation and all the other ways, the hidden taxes in which they get more of your money, that it's been said that it's larger than 50%. So half of your life's effort is being taken from you by an organization that you have an involuntary relationship with.
Well, and remember, slavery has really, and what this is what you're saying, it's just changed form over the years. Yeah. But that said, there still is some straight-up chattel kind of slavery. You don't have to go much further than North Korea and any other place that has prison labor camps to be able to find it. In fact, the United States also has forced prison labor.
Well, and like they brought up the 13th Amendment earlier, and that was one of the things like, okay, slavery is allowed, but only if you've been duly convicted.
That's right. And, of course, they made everything a crime. So there's so many different things that have no actual victim that have been called a quote-unquote crime. We know the federal and state prisons are full of people who are there for drugs.
Oh,
whether it be personal possession or the selling of them, these are victimless crimes that, literally, the jails are rife with these guys.
And there is, to my knowledge, absolutely no way in which you can possibly live your life in that they will not require a certain amount of free labor from you in the form, at least, of paperwork. At the very least, they're going to need you to fill out a certain set of paperwork. Otherwise, they will kidnap you and put you in a box.
Yep, and if you resist, then they purport the authority to end your life.
That's what they're trying to do to me and my friends.
Which is exactly how you treat a slave. You tell them what to do, and if they don't do it, you kill them. So we're in a much kinder, gentler, more subtle form of it. But
right. The difference being that now the slaves kind of take care of their own basics, right? So back in the day, the slave master had to take care of where the slave's going to live and any kind of problems the slave had. You know, to some extent, they might have to do something about it if they get sick or you got to feed them, you know, things like that. Now we feed ourselves. We put ourselves, in our own homes. And so there's not as much that they have.
Free range slavery is a term that I think is very accurate.
Yes, very accurate. And if you don't think that the United States of America is subject to any kind of slavery, well, you only need look at the past year, and let me just bring about the visualization of lockdowns. If an organization, if an organization can just snap their fingers and go, everybody lock yourselves in your houses and everybody shut down your businesses until us big people who have more rights than you somehow decide whether or not it's cool for you to come out, that is, if that's not slavery, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, has been a pretty big disappointment in that way. In fact, I saw on Vincent's show, he did a show from here last night on LRN.FM, he was playing audio from this Fox News, I guess Hannity was having like a sit-around conference with these other governors, these Republican governors who everybody's patting them on the back for being so freedom-friendly or whatever. Yeah. And it's like they had Chris Sununu from the governor of New Hampshire sitting there acting like he actually cares about freedom when,
no,
when New Hampshire was one of the most, was middle-pack restrictive states. It was highly restrictive compared to several other states in during the COVID so-called pandemic. And so, like, they're trying to act like, oh, well, we're, you know, doing our best to balance things. We have to balance your freedoms versus what we want. And it's just despicable. And so many people went along with it. So many people just did what they were told. And, sad stuff.
And one of the things, like, right now they, and we've covered a lot on how we've been restricted about what we're allowed to talk about, what will get you taken off of various platforms.
Right.
And as I've pointed out, corporations at this point are an extension of the state.
Sure. Well, of course they are. The state creates corporations.
Yeah, the idea that a corporation is private is absolute nonsense, and nefarious nonsense at that. So these extensions of the state are telling you, you are not allowed to have X, Y, or Z quantity of information. So if you are questioning, where did this virus come from? How does it work? How can, what are effective and not effective ways of dealing with it? It's very analogous to not letting your slaves learn how to read.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify what I said there. When I said the state creates corporations, I don't mean to say that the state invents business.
Right.
The state business is different from corporations, yes. And people sort of have combined the two. And
they conflate company and corporation as if they were the same.
Right. You can do business without being a corporation.
Yes,
you can. If you incorporate, then the state gives you protections from things like liability for your actions, and the state issues corporations, which are just pieces of paper. They're just file folders, and they're considered legal fictions. The state themselves are corporations.
Yep. And you pay your taxes for those protections to the state.
Hour number three, Free Talk Live, is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.